You're listening to SBS News.
New research published on National Close the Gap Day by the Cancer Council in Queensland, University of Queensland, and Sweden's Karolinska Institute has revealed significant disparities in health equity between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous Australian cancer patients. Director of Cancer Control Policy from the Cancer Council Australia, Megan Varlow, says the revealed 8-year life expectancy difference is among many health injustices faced by First Nations people.
That's really the crux of the issue. Cancer mortality accounted for about 26% of the disparity, and the remaining life expectancy while non-cancer mortality accounted for about 74% of that disparity. And so what that tells us is that people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are diagnosed with cancer are more likely to die from their cancer. But those who live past the first few years of their cancer diagnosis, they die from other things as well.
Ms. Varlow says restricted access to health services for First Nations peoples plays a part in reduced life expectancy.
We know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cancer patients face additional logistic, systemic, cultural and socioeconomic barriers across the cancer pathway. And so those make a difference to their cancer outcomes. But those same barriers we also see in terms of access to health services more generally, and that impacts life expectancy.
A separate study from the Cancer Council in New South Wales indicates Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have a lower screening rate than non-Indigenous Australians for bowel cancer checks. The Cancer Council says hosting culturally appropriate and targeted interventions to support First Nations peoples to participate in more screenings would make a difference to life expectancy.
This study from the Daffodil Centre at Cancer Council New South Wales, that shows how that we could reduce bowel cancer death and bowel cancer incidence for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And that's essentially showing us that there's two things that we could do. The first one is if we could increase participation in the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are currently eligible, that would improve the outcome.
The research indicates that lowering the screening age for First Nations people could reduce bowel cancer incidence and death by up to 44%.
The second thing is that the study from the Daffodil Centre showed that extending screening to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in their 40s, particularly from 45 onwards, would also prevent more cases of colorectal cancer and save lives.
On National Close the Gap Day, a moment each year to fight for racial injustices suffered by First Nations people, Ms. Varlow says better community engagement is what's needed most.
Engaging with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and learning from their experience can really make a difference to cancer outcomes. And so what we'd like to see is ongoing engagement with communities and really listening and paying attention to make sure that we're supporting them to do what's going to improve outcomes.
Dr. Kyla Canuto, the study co-author and a Torres Strait Islander woman, says the research should prompt an informed discussion in government and among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health stakeholders about options for lowering the screening age for bowel cancer. She also encourages First Nations people aged between 50 and 74 to do the free screening tests which are sent in the mail, asserting that it could save their lives. To see how you can get involved with National Close the Gap Day, visit www.antar.org.au/campaigns/national-close-gap-day or visit Close the Gap Oz on Twitter. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.